Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
John chapter 8, verses 12 to 20. John chapter 8, verses 12 to 20. Now keep in mind while we study this passage, the subject, true light, true light. Let's read John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came, and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come, and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Now in this passage, Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Now the trouble with the world is that the world is in darkness. In John chapter 1, verse 5, when we began the study of the book of John, we immediately found out something was wrong with the world. The Bible says, The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In John chapter 3, verse 19, we find out why that darkness is here. The light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And when a man gets saved, according to 1 Peter, he is saved out of this darkness. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now this darkness came over this place when God divided the light from the darkness in Genesis chapter 1. So in this world, the light the devil gives appears to be right, but it is false. And it leaves the viewer with a false understanding of the true light. What essentially happens then in the light of the devil and the darkness of the world, there is a blindness. You may remember from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that the devil was originally the covering cherub, we learned in Ezekiel, and now Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So the purpose of the devil then is to cast an imitation light in this darkness, to blind the eyes of those that would see Jesus so that they don't get saved. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the devil then cast a light in this darkness that combined with the darkness results in a blindness, and the Pharisees were blind. They didn't believe it, but Jesus Christ even told them that they were blind. He said in Matthew chapter 23, "Woe unto you, ye blind guides." He said in verse 17 of Matthew chapter 23, "Ye fools and blind." In verse 24, he said, "You blind guides." Now, of course, they didn't want to hear that they were blind, but Jesus Christ told them the truth when he said they were blind. And in fact, they were blind. So Jesus Christ said to them, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Follow me and you won't walk in darkness. Now, truer words have never been spoken. Other true words have been spoken, but none truer than these. But they chose to reject his light, and, as you've heard said before, light rejected becomes lightning. The very thing that came to save them is the thing that destroys them because they reject it. So then the Pharisees missed three things they could have seen had they followed the light of Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, they missed his true record. Look in verse 12. The record is, "I am the light of the world." But verse 13, "The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true." It is true, but they missed it. When he said he was the light of the world, he said the truth. But all they could do was accuse him based upon something he had said back in John chapter 5, verse 31. That's why they said, "Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true." Look what he said in John chapter 5 and verse 31. He said, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true." And that statement that he made would be true if that statement stood alone. But he clarified to them that there were others that bore witness of him. John the Baptist, God the Father, the works, the Scripture. And so the witness of Jesus Christ was not true with the corroborating evidence, the supporting evidence. But because he had said that, then when the Pharisees heard him say, "I am the light of the world," they took John chapter 5, verse 31 by itself and said, "Ho, ho, ho, we caught you now. Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true." You know, there are a lot of people, just like the Pharisees today, who strain at every opportunity to try to prove that their false doctrine is right and that the truth of God's words is wrong. And so they are blinded by their false teaching, their false doctrine, the false prophets that they choose to follow, and they spend all of their energy comparing their doctrine with all the other doctrines of the Bible to show how they are to argue to get themselves out of the trap when clear verses are shown to them that prove that the doctrine they hold is false. So many mainline denominations and so many cultic religions do that. They train to show you how the words of God are wrong and how their interpretation of the words of God is right. They don't study to find the truth. They study to prove that they are right. They are not strainers like these guys. These guys kept notes diligently of everything Jesus Christ said, and then when he said something that they could use against him, like they tried to use the words of God against him when they caught the woman in adultery. They lay in wait to catch any little thing out of his mouth. And when he said, "I'm the light of the world," they said, "Bingo, you're a liar because you bear witness of yourself." And he wasn't a liar. He spoke the truth. Matthew chapter 23, verse 24, Jesus Christ said, "Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." No, that offended him, but man, that's so true. They were so nitpickety to try to catch him at something, they missed the very offer that he made. He said, "You know, if you'll just follow me and follow my light, you're going to learn some things." But they wouldn't do it. Now, they missed his true record. The true record is he knew where he came from and he knew where he was going. And of course, if they would follow that record, they'd know where they were going to. But they wouldn't do it. In John chapter 7, verse 27, the Pharisees had said, "We know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is." In verse 42, they said, "Christ cometh of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem." In verse 52, "Search and see, for no good thing cometh out of Galilee." Oh, they had a time of it, didn't they? They had such a time of it because they just did not know, and they just could not figure out how to know who he was. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 12, Jesus Christ changed locations. He moved from Nazareth to Capernaum to fulfill the scripture of Isaiah the prophet, that he would live in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, he fulfills those verses of scripture. And in John chapter 7, verses 33 to 35, we find, "The bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." They said, "Evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." That's John 6, 33 to 35. He said, "I came down from heaven." Jesus Christ said, "Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am thither ye cannot come." They scratched their heads and said, "Where will he go?" But the thing is, he came from heaven and he was going back to heaven. And if they had followed his light, he could have taken them to heaven. But they wouldn't follow him. They wouldn't follow him because they didn't believe him. They were blind. All they had to do was follow his light, which is what he offered them. But they wouldn't do it. All they could do was just find a way to accuse him. You know, John the Baptist, when he introduced Jesus Christ to the world, even said the same thing. "In him was life, the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." He wasn't that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own received him not. That's a sad tragedy. But old John the Baptist came and told them of the true light. But they couldn't tell. They couldn't tell, not according to the flesh, that Jesus Christ was in fact that true light. But you know something? Had they believed the witnesses of John the Baptist and the Father and the works and the Scripture, they could have known, just like that blind man that got healed knew, that Jesus Christ was in fact sent from God. They just refused to believe the light. That old blind man that got healed said, "We know that God," or the Pharisees had said, "We know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is." Then the blind man answered him and said, "Why, herein is a marvelous thing that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." Isn't that amazing? All they had to do was believe his record and follow his light, and they would have known where he came from and where he was going. I mean, later on he told Philip, right straight out, when Philip said, "Where you come from? Where you going?" He told him, right straight up. But these guys were blind, and they were accusers, and they missed his true record. Not only that, they missed his true judgment. They missed his true judgment. Look in verses 15 to 18. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bear witness of me. Now that's the true judgment. Jesus Christ told them the absolute truth. I came from God, I returned to God. I am the light of the world. Follow me and you won't walk in darkness. That's all true. But these guys couldn't judge that truly, based upon any revelation from the Father, based upon any testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, based upon any testimony of his works, or the witness of John the Baptist, or the witness of Scripture, because they didn't know how to judge. They judged wrong judgment. Jesus had told them in John chapter 7:24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. It appeared that Jesus wasn't light. It appeared that he was the son of Joseph and Mary. But righteous judgment would indicate that Mary had to have a virgin-born son, according to Isaiah 7:14, that he would be born of the seed of David in Bethlehem and live up in Naphtali and Zebulun. But they would not judge the right judgment and the true judgment according to the Word of God, because they judged according to their human nature. They judged as a man would judge. And we already know from the Old Testament the fallacy of a man's judgment. When Samuel went to go find a replacement king for Saul, he thought he found the right guy in Eliab, Jesse's son. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. You see, Peter had trouble with this. God the Father revealed to Peter personally that Jesus Christ was in fact the Son of the living God, the Christ, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. But then when Jesus Christ went on to say that he would die by crucifixion and be raised again in fulfillment of the testimony of the Old Testament concerning the fact that he would have to suffer before he would enter into his glory, Peter rebuked him. And when Peter did, Jesus Christ turned to him and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. So Peter just judged an incorrect judgment. He judged according to the outward appearance. He didn't want to see Jesus Christ die. And certainly his purpose and motive and desire was noble. But Jesus had to die according to God's plan. And so Peter judged incorrectly. He judged according as a man would judge and not according to the truth of the words of God. But listen, Jesus was telling these Pharisees, you're going to judge by the light of the world. You're going to judge true judgment. And to do that, you're going to have to judge by the word of God. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. He said, I don't judge, but if I did judge, my judgment would be true, because he would judge by the Father, he would judge by the word. And they wouldn't do that. In John chapter 12, verse 47, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. And that's true, but they wouldn't believe it. In Hebrews chapter 4, we read a very famous passage about the word of God being quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's the word of God, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So Jesus Christ judged by true judgment when he did judge, but he said, I don't have to judge. The word's here. And his judgment was right and backed up by the judgment of the Father, as Jesus said. So they missed his true record. They missed his true judgment. And not only that, they missed his true revelation. Look in verse 19 and 20. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Now they weren't asking so that Jesus Christ would tell them and reveal that to them. They were asking sarcastically because they didn't believe him. They said unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. Now they thought they knew his Father. They thought his Father was Joseph. You'll see that later on in John chapter 8. Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Where's your Father? You know, the Pharisees were so blind and so self-righteous and so proud, they thought that God was their Father. Literally, though, the devil was their Father. According to John 8:44, you're of your father the devil. The only way they could have really known the Son or the Father was by revelation. Just like Peter got that revelation in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. We know, even when Paul was around, that though everything had been recorded in writing, and Paul was writing some of the New Testament, the only way that you were ever going to find out God was really the Father and Jesus Christ was truly his Son and the Savior of the world would be by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So the only way that these Pharisees could have known that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, and that God was in fact Jesus' Father, was by revelation of the Father. But they thought that Jesus' Father was Joseph. I mean, over there in Mark chapter 3, this is just one place where it came up. They were marveling because of the things that Jesus Christ was doing. And they said in Mark 6:3, Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James? See, they thought that he was literally just an earthly man with an earthly father, but that's not true. Way back when Jesus Christ was just 12 years old and got left behind in Jerusalem, he was teaching. And his mother came to him, and she said, What are you doing here? And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist you not that I must be about my Father's business? And he wasn't talking about Joseph. They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Jesus was going to have to reveal to those Pharisees that, in fact, God was his Father. Now, he already told them that, but they didn't believe him. So they were blind, and therefore they missed the true revelation. But in John chapter 14, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you'd known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father? You see, the problem was belief. The problem was belief, and they didn't believe him. And, you know, because they didn't believe him, God was not going to reveal the truth of Jesus Christ to the Pharisees, and he was not going to reveal the truth of himself to the Pharisees. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus Christ rejoiced and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. So he said, you neither know me nor my Father. If you'd known me, you should have known the Father also. But they weren't going to know because he wasn't going to reveal to an unbelieving heart. The problem then with them was they were blind. They were blind to the true record. They were blind to the true judgment. And they were blind to the true revelation. And the only way they were going to get past that blindness was by the light of Jesus Christ. And they rejected that light. They were blind then, according to Matthew chapter 13, and they are blind now, according to Romans chapter 11. And the point then is, don't you be blind. I've had the opportunity, for instance, to witness to Mormons and to witness to Jehovah's Witnesses and Methodists and Baptists and Catholics and Presbyterians and Episcopalians and all Hindus and all kinds of people. And the ones who don't realize that God's real Father was Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, and who go about worshiping statues or false gods or false doctrine and are on their way to hell, their problem is they're blind. And the only solution for their blindness is the true light of Jesus Christ. Don't you be blind. If for some reason you happen to fall in one of those categories and you've not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, the only way you're ever going to end your blindness is to get on your face before God and confess to Him you have followed the wrong light. And that you are willing to believe that He is the light of the world, and you're willing to believe that His words in a King James Bible are the light that you need to find Him. And you humble yourself to that light and you tell Him you'll follow that light the best way you know how and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then you'll seek to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll fix the problem for you then. But only then. And I pray you will.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.